Thursday mornings, we chat arts with Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
What's on your mind here for the weekend?
Oh, so many good things are happening this weekend. I always love the fresh start, new year, past the holidays, and we got new stuff going on. This weekend, Friday, the Minnesota Center for Book Arts in downtown Minneapolis, there on Washington Avenue, in the big open book building. They're celebrating a lot. They've got a couple of new exhibitions opening this Friday night. It's also their 30th anniversary year, and they just finished remodeling, and so they've got a whole new gallery space and a whole new storefront space, and it just looks lovely. So you can go and check out on Friday night, sort of celebrate all of this at once while looking at really cool book art.
Now, what do you mean by book art in this
case? We're not talking illustrations?
In this case, there's a bunch of actual books, bindings, really elegant bindings, where artists will take, maybe they'll be given a certain text and say, here's a famous old text by Shakespeare or some other author, or Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, take a Sherlock Holmes book and give it a treatment, bind it in such a way that it really reflects the story that's contained inside.
So
it's really about the materials.
Yeah. Yes.
So you see these beautiful leather bindings with like a mosaic or collage and incredible fine handmade work that deals with literature at a time when we're reading ebooks.
This is exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is because this is the time when the book itself is scarcer.
Yeah.
And to really celebrate the physical artifact of the book.
Exactly.
And the art of the book making itself and its presentation. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's just really this amazing sort of passing down of skills from centuries and centuries about how you bind books and how you do it by hand as opposed to machine wide. So very cool event. That's Friday, Minnesota Center for Book Arts in downtown Minneapolis. Then Saturday on Chicago Avenue in Minneapolis, you can check out the Third Place Gallery, which is a local gallery run by Wing Young Huey, the photographer. And he uses it as a home for events for the neighborhood. And he's hosting local poet Rebecca Dosh Brown. And she's going to be talking about the construct of what's normal and what's not, and how society judges what's normal and what's not. And she's going to be doing a poetry reading in association with that, looking at the people fighting to fit, who can't fit inside the normal box. So that's a really cool event in itself. But what I also love about this is that at any event at the Third Place Gallery, after the main event is done, you get to play ping pong and have karaoke party.
Why not?
That's random.
What I like about that, it is in kind of a abnormal event.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You get something abnormal to cap it off.
Let's celebrate our abnormality
and
together.
You'll fit right in.
Super
exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. Then Sunday night, this show is also playing on Friday night, but I'm thinking Friday, Saturday, Sunday, give you something to do on each night.
Okay.
Bedlam Lower Town in St. Paul. Nathan Tylutke is a performer who's actually moving out of town. This is his last show of performances before he takes off. And he's bringing back his show Red, White, Black, and Blue, Uncharged at Guantanamo. This is a show he's performed a few times now, and it's about the still 155 prisoners detained in the Guantanamo Bay facilities. And just, why are they still there? Why aren't they allowed to speak or be heard? Why they're not charged yet? And how long has it been since we opened up this facility?
12 years.
12 mm-hmm. years. So this is really, it uses first-person accounts, mixed media, live performance all together to create this show to talk about the legacy of Guantanamo. That's Sunday night and Friday night at 7:30, and that's at the Bedlam Lower Town venue in downtown St. Paul.
And a good opportunity to check out the venue itself.
Yeah, which is a relatively new venue.
Uh-huh.
It's right on light rail, so you can take the light rail right on down, get off, the stop is right there in front.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out, have a drink, have some food, check out the show. Yeah, it's a fun evening.
Sounds good. Three cool choices you can plan your whole weekend right there with Marianne Combs, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night.
Join me.
You can check out the information on all this stuff over online. If you missed anything or just want to find links about it, it's over at thecurrent.org. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News joins us for the Weekend Arts Roundup every Thursday morning. Thank you, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.